This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
Well, g'day there, and welcome to another week of Blues with a Feeling. I've had a bee in my bonnet for a while now about featuring for you a certain record, but my thoughts hadn't quite lined up about what I wanted to do until this week. And so here we are with this week's feature album, the Blind Pig Records 2013 release, Remembering Little Walter. I've previously put together a Little Walter special on this show a few years back, and I've played his music on this program since its very first days. Blues with a Feeling is a Little Walter song after all. And this record is impossibly cool, with five of the world's very best harp players all doing their thing on a pair of Little Walter classics. There's lots of them, with Little Walter being the most influential figure in the art of blowing harp, and all of these guys are right in their element. With a band led by the one and only Little Charlie Beatty on guitar, this is live blues at its very best. But there's a lot more to it than that, and I'm absolutely delighted to bring you some background tales about the gig and the occasion and just how it went down. It's an hilarious story told originally on Mark Hummel's wonderful Harmonica Party podcast. Mark's show is a video podcast featuring his chats with a who's who of the blues world in 2023, and I just love it. It's full of road stories and the wisdom that comes with spending your nights on the bandstands of the world's blues bars, and your days in cars and vans and planes and trains on your way to the next gig. Mark Hummel's Harmonica Party, and it's on YouTube and the other platforms, so check it out. You'll dig it. But before we get to that, a couple of songs to get you in the mood, and a word in your ear that later in the show I'll be featuring for you an exclusive preview from Taj Mahal's soon to be released new album Stompin' at the Savoy. So yes, lots of fun lies ahead, my friends, and to put us right on the front foot as they prepare to visit Australia for gigs at Bluesfest and gigs in Melbourne and Sydney, this is Buddy Guy and Mavis Staples on the verge of Buddy's final visit to Australia as he continues the damn right farewell tour of the world. We go back.
Cup of coffee cost a nickel, newspaper sold for a dime, a dollar bought a pack of smoke and a bottle of Mad Dog wine. We go back, yeah, when the blues was everywhere. We go back, fighting hard to get our share. Times were bad, what a time we had. We go back, way, way back.
On a balcony in Memphis, April 1968, I never will forget what happened on that date. We go back when the blues were everywhere. We go back fighting to get our share. Time for bad, but what a time we had. We go back, way, way, way back.
Still hear it in my ears, the crying and the dying, the hell it took to get us here.
We go back when the blues share. Times were bad, but what a time we had. We go back.
We go back. We go way, way back.
Back to the hometown. Woo! Where my grandma was, lived in the Magruder home, right on Highway 61. We had such a hard time, oh, but we made it, we made it. We had faith in grace. We believed we could make it. And we need.
Take me back.
Back in the day. I remember when. Oh, yeah. Buddy, do you remember?
We go back. It's a good time. Now I'm talking about a real good time. Down at Dizzy's Tavern, swing master is starting to grind. Happy Landing dancing by himself, ain't nobody gonna pay him no mind. Big Ed Billy is cooler man, in the corner they shooting craps. Guy out drinking his white port wine, in his suit and he looking dap. Well, the joint is jumping, everybody's having a real good time. I'm dancing with my girl, I ain't paying them no mind. Down on the south side. Yeah, down on the south side. Head on over to Virgil, I walk on through the door. Me and both packing razors, cause they call it the killing flow. Shotgun and it clears the whole damn place. Well, the gun is jumping, everybody's having a real good time. I'm dancing with my girl, I ain't paying them no mind. Down on the south side, yeah, down on the south side. Oh, look at
everybody. This is John Namath, and you are listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley.
Dumplings, that's all it's it's gonna take just to make you stay for the ice cream cake. You think you don't want sugar, baby, in your tea, honey, but the right kind of sugar, yeah, yeah, we'll see. That's why I'm singing a song, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, no, no. It's coming round, it's coming round.
Thanks to the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
That's a new song on this show from Bonnie Raitt's incredible multiple Grammy Award-winning album Just Like That. John Cleary on the piano, would you believe? Here Comes Love. Before that, one of the world's hottest young blues talents, Eddie Ninevolt, About to Make Me Leave Home. And new music from the Cashbox Kings, Chicago's finest, whose new album Oscar's Motel is in stores now, thanks to Alligator Records. We've talked a lot on this show over the years about Chicago's South Side and its place in the development of this music called the blues over the years, and that song explains it all beautifully in 2023, Down on the South Side. Okay, time to get to this week's Blues with a Feeling feature album, 2013's Remembering Little Walter. I've played songs from this record extensively over the years, but I've never featured it in its entirety, and never have I presented it with the addition of the behind-the-scenes stories I have for you today via the album's producer Mark Hummel and his Harmonica Party podcast. The album was recorded over back-to-back shows in San Diego after another of Mark's wonderfully successful harp blowout tours, in which he puts together a lineup of the world's great harp players, backed by a stellar band of the great guitarists, piano and bass players and drummers. Mark's a wonderful singer and harp player, and these tours are always top-notch. And with Charlie Musselwhite happy to be part of the recording, Mark got himself a deal with Blind Pig Records to make this live album, and who better to engineer the whole project but the Viking genius Kid Anderson, guitar player in Rick Astron and the Nightcats, multi-instrumentalist and producer of many of the great blues albums in the last 20 years or so. And so, with a lineup of talent that includes the legendary Billy Boy Arnold and the similarly legendary Charlie Musselwhite, alongside James Harmon, Sugar Ray Norcia, and Mark Hummel himself, you have got yourself one scorching live album, all for the cause of remembering Little Walter. So, as I play you songs from this wonderful show, I'm going to include excerpts from Mark's harmonica party interview with the recording engineer Kit Anderson and drummer June Corr. It's a toe-curlingly hilarious tale of the personalities of the blues world, and just another example of the genius of Kit Anderson, and a warning that there may be some blues man type language contained within, so forewarned is forearmed, okay? To kick us off here, here's Mark Hummel out front of the band straight up with a little Walter classic, I Got To Go.
Was the time in San Diego when, you know, we did the remembering little Walter thing on the spot.
Oh, I'll never forget that. That's the worst moment of
my
life.
That was incredible, yeah. But you know what? You came through it like a champ.
It still worked out.
It took a while.
It took a while to figure it out, but it
ended well because we got nominated for a Grammy for that album. What happened is that Mark Hummel and Blind Pig Records, which was a thing at the time, hired me to come down to San Diego and record this little Walter tribute. Remembering Little Walter. And it had Charlie Musselwhite on it. It had James Harmon on it. It had Billy Boy Arnold on it. It had June Corr on it.
Right.
It had Mark Hummel. It had Little Charlie
Little
on it.
Little Charlie.
Nathan
James.
Sugar Ray.
Yeah, Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray. Right. Yes, Sugar Ray in North Shore.
Right, right.
Did I say Nathan James? R.W.
Yeah. R.W. R.W.
There's a lot of people involved in this.
A lot of people.
I rented a snake. That's not a... animal, but a 100-channel microphone splitter. I was on my hands and knees all day getting this all hooked up so I could do this recording. I was sweating. I can't remember ever being that covered in sweat. And I remember at one point I was on the floor just drenched all the way through with cables, muscle going, how are you doing down there?
You might want to relax.
Thank you. Georgie boy, mama. Honey, I never miss you no harm. No, I didn't mean you no harm, baby.
You're so fine.
Hi, this is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bingley.
You're so fine. I want to love you all the time. You're so fine, pretty baby, and let me love you all the time. Baby, and I just can't help myself. I'm going crazy cause she loving someone else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You're so fine, pretty baby. Let me love you all the time. Well, now I got a girl, she's fine and brown. What I like about her, she's mine, oh mine. She's so fine. Yeah, you're so fine. You're so fine, pretty baby. Let me love you all the time. Can't help myself. I'm going crazy cause you loving someone else. You're so fine. Yeah, you're so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. I wanna love you all the time. Take it away, Charlie, baby. Well, I give you all my money, buy your time and everything. You say you'll be mine, baby, we can make
conversation made me talk myself to death. I'm going crazy cause you're loving someone else. You're so fine. Yeah, you're so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. I wanna love you all the time.
Set up and then somebody tells me right before the show, I think it might have been one of the guys from Blind Pig, or it might have been one of the guys from the club Anthology in San Diego,
right.
And he says, oh yeah, he says, to make sure you don't stop and start during the recording, let it run the whole way through because we're making a DVD and we want to be able to sync it up.
Yes.
I kind of like to stop when it's a changeover or something, stop and save, you know?
Yeah.
When I know I'm going to have time and not miss anything. And so I let it run for the there was two shows.
Right. Luckily.
And they were about 90 minutes. And we were about 90 minutes or 88 minutes into the first show, and it's all going on. It was great. Everybody felt great. Yeah, everybody was so happy. It's like
sold out house.
Sold out house.
Everybody's digging it.
Everybody was like, man, we knocked that motherfucker out of the park.
All right.
And Mr. Mark Hummel is standing by the side of the stage,
right
by where I have my station with my computer and my hard drive and everything set up. And there's a kid there who's working the monitor mixer, which is right to my left, and he's trying to tell Mark Hummel, 5 minutes, you got 5 minutes left.
Right.
Quit in 5 minutes. And he's unsuccessful in getting your attention. So what does he do? He literally lunges himself over my table. So he can pull you, you on your shoe coach.
Right.
And tell him 5 minutes. And you go, okay. And, and he slides back and he goes, something hit my foot. And he bends over to pick up what hit his foot. And it's my hard drive.
Yeah, right.
That I'm recording to, unplugged. And I'm looking at the computer screen and there's this error message.
Right.
Brother, ain't no use in going up by the man. Well, I told you 65, you had better quit that jive. Ain't no use in going over the brother. Ain't no use in going no further, brother. Ain't no use in going no further, man. You thought you were pretty slick, taking everybody's check. Ain't no need in going no further, brother. Thank you. go no further, brother. Ain't no use to go no further, man. You had diamonds and Cadillac cars, touring the world and setting up bars. Ain't no use to go no further, brother. Ain't no use to go no further, brother. Ain't no use of going no further, man. Now your money's gone, your health is bad. All you can tell about the time you had. Ain't no use of going no further, brother. No, no, no. Ain't no use, brother. Don't go no further.
You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Thanks for tuning in or downloading the show again this week. And please like, follow and comment at the Facebook page Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling and share the show with your friends. And thanks again, of course, to the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for their ongoing support, now well into its second year. Ain't that just wonderful? The one and only Ice Pick James Harmon there out front of this incredible band with Little Walter's It's Too Late Brother. The album Remembering Little Walter is this week's live focus feature. Little Walter, of course, the giant of the blues harmonica and one of the music world's great technical and artistic innovators. The Players, Billy Boy Arnold, before James on You're So Fine, and Charlie Musselwhite, Just a Feeling. Blues with a Feeling, to be exact. And the conversation you're hearing is from Mark Hummel's Harmonica Party, with Mark himself joined by engineer Kid Anderson. And for moral support, as Kid tells of his nightmare evening behind the desk, drummer June Corr. I'm so grateful to Mark Hummel for agreeing to my request to use this conversation when I dived into his DMs on the weekend. I'm sure he doesn't know me at all, but he was happy to help me out, and here we are. So thank you, Mark. And thanks to you for tuning in. Don't be afraid to ask, okay?
This is a mean old world to live in by yourself. Yourself. Mr. So-and-so.
Thank you very much. You know how you go through the, you know, they have like the seven stages of grief. I just remember going, and somehow I just did a shortcut and went straight to acceptance. Sounds like
and forgiveness. And
well, forgiveness.
Not yet. The party
comes. Yeah. Well, I'm fucked. So that go down there. There goes that.
There goes that.
Because I knew that was you can't do that. Right. You lost everything. Everything. The whole damn thing was lost. And I mean, what am I gonna do? You know, right. I mean, I could
eat the kid.
Yeah, the right thing to do. The right thing to do would be to kill him, of course.
Yes, of course.
But
in front of the guys.
Yeah, in front of the guy. He goes, listen, we lost everything, but to make up for it, I'm gonna sacrifice this little 19-year-old guy. So,
right. We'll make a blood sacrifice.
No, I mean, what are you gonna do? Yeah. What are you gonna do? You're just, you know, there's nothing you can do.
your suitcases, pack your clothes, you done done me wrong. I don't want you no more now. Done got tired of you treating me the way you do. Well, you might be a good looking girl, sure don't have a clue. You all right with me, baby?
Hey, this is Charlie Musselwhite, and I'm listening to Sean Bendley, Blues with a Feeling. I ain't lying, baby.
I had to go backstage and tell everyone. And
but thank God we didn't tell the blind pig guys, though.
Oh, well, we did.
No, I didn't tell the blind pig guys till after.
Sure.
I swear to God, I did not tell them until after the gig because I said to myself, if I tell them now, they're just gonna blow up.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't tell them until after.
I can't remember that, but there was someone.
You told the band though. You told all.
No, I can't. I remember. I went backstage, right. And I remember everybody was like high fiving in the champagne bottles, flying. There was flowers, and, you know, people jumping out of cakes and shit.
What a great record this is going to be.
Everybody just
we got it all.
Yeah,
on there.
Right. You know, right. And pretty much the mood was like we might. Let's not even do the same. Show because that was yeah, no way anything's ever going to be that good ever again. so they you know, so then I had the task. I got to come in there and go, hey, so listen. I can't remember whether or not the people from Blind Pig was there.
No, they weren't,
because
they weren't
the only thing I remember is that Henry was there. Charlie Musselwhite, my very good friend.
Yes, obviously, because you're still alive.
But not somebody you want to piss off.
Yeah.
And I had, that was who I was the most scared of. But Henry was, she was very cool about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy jumped over the heart. We lost everything. Yeah, and I go, let me just get to the point. We didn't get any of that. So everybody was, pretty upset. But also, I was like, well, listen, we got one more show. Why don't everybody maybe, like, do an extra song or something? Let's just, you know, make it, get what we can. Let's just try and do it again. So because right. This is our only chance, you know. We have, and I'll stop and save this time and screw their DVD.
Thank you.
remember very well from then was Little Charlie. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
I love you. I love him. I love him like family. And this is exactly what he goes. He goes, man, he goes, we'll never play it that good again. Let's just take it easy for the second one. I don't even know. I just kind of feel like taking it easy in the second set.
That might have been a good thing.
He goes, let's make it a short one. And I was like, dude, please. He was basically
ready to just forget the whole thing.
Yeah. He was being a little difficult.
Yeah, and he's one person that didn't know how to take it easy.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Ankle deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
I hope you're enjoying this week's live focus. Remembering Little Walter, released back in 2013, it features five of the very best of the world's harmonica players: Charlie Musselwhite, Billy Boy Arnold, James Harmon, Sugar Ray Norcia, and Mark Hummel. The album producer, who you're also hearing chatting candidly with engineer Kit Anderson and drummer Jim Corr about the roller coaster ride that was going on at the desk and backstage. Always remember, my friends, save. And save often. Ooh, hang on. Yeah, often. James Harmon and Crazy Mixed Up World, Mark again and Blue Lights, and Charlie doing one of these mornings. Having heard the backstage stories about how this recording came about, it's changed my outlook just a touch. Sometimes perhaps a little too much information goes a long way. But here we are, you and I, and there's no going back now, is there, Sugar Ray?
You used to love me, you said it was your desire. You're acting strange lately, trying to dog my love away. I'm cutting out on you, baby. Girl, I'm gonna cut the line. Cause if I stay another day, going to drive me out of my mind. You took me from my home, I was nothing but a child. You made all kind of promises to me, I know it was a line of jive. I'm coming out on you, babe. Girl, I'm moving back up the line. Cause if I stay another day, going to drive me out of my mind.
Thank you.
What happened is that we recorded the next show, and everything went just fine, and I took it home and mixed it.
I remember you did an amazing job.
I remember there was a...
You were doing things like taking, for example, the sound check, which you did record.
Yes.
And mixing parts of the sound check into the performance.
James Harmon.
Right.
Because he never does cover songs. But he had to do a couple of Little Walker songs, and he completely messed up the words during the second show.
Right.
However, I had the sound check.
Here's one of my favorite songs by Little Walter. Can't Hold Out Much Longer. Just crazy about you, baby. Wondering, do you ever think of me? You know I'm in love with you, baby, but you don't care nothing in the world about me. I just can't nap through the day. I can't hold on much longer, living this way. You know I'm just crazy about you, baby. Wonder, do you ever think of me? You know I'm in love with you, baby, but you nothing in the world about me. Now, I ain't but one thing, baby, that really make your daddy drink. You say that you don't love me, and I begin to think, you know I'm just crazy about you, baby. Baby, but you don't care nothing in the world for me. I wish
still with me, 'cause I'm just crazy about you, baby. I wonder if you think anything in the world about me. You know I'm in love with you, baby, but you don't care nothing in the world about me.
The one I was really impressed with was you took like the harmonica jam, which was like 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, it was a 14-minute version of my
baby. Completely mayhem.
Yeah, it was
in this version.
Yeah.
And you took it and you actually condensed it into a 6 or 7 minute really
I think it's 6.5 minutes.
You did a really great job of taking the best parts of that and mixing it into what sounds like a song.
It's listenable now.
Yeah, very listenable.
It was My Baby. That was a big finale.
Right. Yeah, and it had a lot of very meandering parts.
You literally had 7 harmonica players on the stage.
That's right.
Because little Charlie was playing harp,
right,
too.
Charlie played harp, yeah.
And I think maybe some drunk from the crowd.
Could be. Could be. Tumbleweed, I think. But anyway, the long and short of it is you salvaged the hell out of that show. It really showed off your engineering skills to the 9th degree.
And we got nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
But that's
heavy duty.
That's right. It was a 13.5-minute version of My Babe that we cut down to 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, there was 7 harmonica players on there. And if they weren't playing on top of each other, anytime they took a break, they were feeding back.
This is Kim Wilson, and you are listening to Blues of the Feeling with Sean Bendick.
My babe, don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, no, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, no, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she loved me, my babe. Oh yeah, I know she loved me, my babe. Oh yeah, I know she loved me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. Truly love you, my babe. My babe, they don't stand no fooling, my baby.
I know what you mean.
Oh no, she don't stand no fooling, my babe. There just ain't no cool down, babe. Too little bit, my babe. My babe, you don't stand no drinking, my babe. Oh yes, you don't stand no drinking, my babe.
That's what I heard.
Oh yes, you don't stand no drinking. When you get drunk, your breath starts stinking. Too little bit.
Oh,
love my baby.
Tell the truth now,
my baby, sweet little love my baby.
Oh, sugar, I know you ain't lying.
My baby, she's a sweet little lover. All day long I'm thinking about my baby. Two little baby.
Dig this, dig this. My babe, she clean as a whistle, my babe.
I'd like my babe.
My babe, she clean as a whistle, my babe. And you know, Billy Boy, she clean as a whistle, but that didn't worry me till she pulled out that long pistol. My babe, ooh, little baby, my babe. Blow your horn, man.
Finale free-for-all of Little Walter's biggest hit, My Babe. And previous to that, Billy Boy Arnold and I Can't Hold Out Much Longer. Thanks again to Mark Hummel at Mark Hummel's Harmonica Party for the use of his audio featuring June Corr, Kit Anderson and Mark himself for this week's live focus, Remembering Little Walter. And thanks to you for tuning in. Taj Mahal's new album is out in a couple of weeks. It's called Stompin' at the Savoy. And so I'll leave you with this. Have a great week.
Nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dreams. Honey, it's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider I'm romance. If you should take the words of others you heard, and darling, I just don't have a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? While we're apart, all the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memories, and other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
You never will.